Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, "Oh Lord, my God, I have tasted and I've seen that you are good. Therefore, I say, thank you. Almighty God, I have tasted and I have discovered that you are good. Therefore, I say, thank you with all my heart. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen." Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, "My Heavenly Father, please make my life a miracle of your goodness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please enrich my life with your goodness and make my life a miracle of your goodness. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen." Now, when an electrical appliance is plugged into an electric socket, that is a power source, a change occurs immediately. If it is a pressing iron, it will start getting hot increasingly. The electric fan will begin to blow. The refrigerator will begin to get cold inside, etc. It is the same with the human being who connects to the resurrection power by faith. Such a person will experience a progressive transformation in his life from inside out. That is the beginning of a new life in Christ. That person's love for God and appreciation for what Jesus Christ did will increase daily. The truth about the Christian faith is that anyone who loves and fears God will hate sin. Those who appreciate the sacrifice of Jesus will detest the sins that made him to suffer so much. Anyone who is not different and who is not making a difference in this world has not encountered the resurrected Jesus. That person is not yet a Christian. A true Christian is a godly person, not merely a churchgoer. Religious folks are many in this world. Churchgoers are many. In fact, preachers are many. But the world changers are very few. Like the singles who will not fornicate, they are scarce. Adults who will not adulterate their marital lives with adultery are very hard to find. Genuine Christians with integrity who will be faithful in their business dealings with their business partners are very rare. But let me ask, have you encountered the risen Jesus Christ? Have I experienced the resurrection power? Are we children of God indeed? If the answer is yes, then let us go out there and shine as light. As things are now, the sky in this world is too dark. The world is waiting for our light to shine. Let us go out there and shine to the glory of our God. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. From the easy-to-read version, I read. So, do you think we should continue sinning so that God will give us more and more grace? Of course not. Our whole sinful life ended. It is dead. So, how can we continue living in sin? Did you forget that all of us became part of Christ Jesus when we were baptized? In our baptism, we shared in his death. So when we were baptized, we were buried with Christ and took part in his death. And just as Christ was raised from death by the wonderful power of the Father, so we can now live a new life. Full stop. Every Christian has a new life through the resurrection power. And we should go ahead and live that new life. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for The gospel is good news indeed. It tells us that what we have from Christ is a new life by the resurrection power. Lord, we receive the grace to go and live this new life. We receive the grace to make a difference by being the difference itself in this world, so that people will see our light shining and they will glorify our God. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.